Today's question comes from a number of people, including Primrose, Freddy, Onai, and Clark. They ask, how will the rights of minorities, such as the disabled, albinos, ethnic minorities, and homosexuals, be protected in the new constitution?
I'm going to respond to this in two parts. I'm going to give a general overview and then to give specific ways in which we could protect the minorities or the vulnerable groups. Now, in general, a constitution, everybody, including the minority, including the vulnerable groups, are protected. Yes, that is the beginning, but the reality is different because the reality is that not everybody is equal, and we know it. We cannot run away from it. So, as a consequence, there is therefore a need to address the position of those who cannot compete with others on equal basis, the minority or vulnerable groups. Some want to protect or to provide for the interest groups. Now, how do we do this? I think you can do this mainly in three ways. Let's take for an example the disabled. I know that when I talk about the disabled, women may say, hey, hang on, maybe women should be addressed first. But I'm not saying that women are not in this group. They certainly are. But what I say applies to any group which perceives itself to be a minority. It might be a tribal minority, it might be a cultural minority, or whatever. But the points I make, I think, are equally applicable. Firstly, we need to address the issue as to whether we are unable to set aside a number of seats in proportion to the number of that minority or that vulnerable groups. I can hear women saying, yeah, because women form 52%, I'm told, of the population of Zimbabwe. Whether we need to provide that women occupy 52% of the parliamentarians of this country, or women form 52% of the judges of this country, or 52% of whatever, it is again something which you people will have to address. Number two, I think it is important that we provide clauses in our constitution which advances the welfare of those minority or vulnerable groups which were disadvantaged by unfair past practices. Again, you know, whether you look at these minorities as albinos or whatever, or these minorities as disabled or whatever, you know, the same principles will apply. Number three, again, the setting up of institutions which look after these groups is extremely important. Your gender commission, your anti-discrimination commission. I think these are some of these commissions which will advance the protection of these various minority groups or vulnerable groups.